Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Hey, on today's show, I want to address a conversation that I had a week or so ago. I was over at my buddy's house. We were, grilling out with a few of our friends and a couple of his neighbors, and one of the neighbors, there was a couple there. I hadn't met them before. And, we were chatting, and of course, as it happens in conversation, what do you wind up asking about, among other things? Hey, what do you do for a living, right? And I bet if you're already a landlord, whether you do this full-time or part-time, you've had this happen to you as well. Whether you own one single-family house or multiple, or maybe you're invested in apartments, you let the other guy know what it is that you do in real estate, this real estate investing thing, right? And what comes out every time, what comes out of their mouth? Oh, you're a slumlord. A slumlord. Have you had that happen? I know it's tongue-in-cheek, of course, or I hope it is. But that is what I want to talk about today. Look, there are all kinds of real estate investors out there. I mean, there are true slumlords, and unfortunately, they are out there, and that's what gives the business a bad name a lot of the time. Of course, then there are the accidental landlords, right? Those are the kind that have, maybe they've inherited a property, someone in the family has died, or perhaps there's been a wedding, a more joyous occasion, and there's been a consolidation of two households after the marriage, and they think, okay, well, let's hang on to that one and rent it out. Or there might be the hobby landlords. There are quite a few of those. Now, these are usually your mom and pop types, or in my experience, honestly, it's a typically pop a lot of the time out there kind of shooting from the hip. And, they're just kind of dabbling in real estate, not really operating at a professional level. Then there are the landlords that run their rental portfolio properly as a business. They follow best practices. They maximize their profit. And they keep their properties in good condition and keep happy long-term tenants in place. These are a successful bunch, this last group. And these are the type of landlords, whether single family or apartment investors, these are the type of landlords and investors that you're going to find at Lifestyles Unlimited. So on today's show, I want to talk about some of the things that Lifestyles Unlimited investors do differently and maybe better than the slumlord, than the accidental landlord and that hobby investor. So, hey, if you're already an investor, be sure to stay tuned and think about your business as we talk through the show. And, think about, are you operating in the best way possible? And if you're not yet an investor, that's okay. If you want to be one, let's make sure you start down the right path from the outset. Lifestyles has we've got a huge membership base, somewhere around 40,000 members nationwide and in a number of countries outside of the U.S. And I can tell you from repeated conversations that I've had with other members, there's a good number in our group that were already investors when they joined Lifestyles. And I hear it every time. Once they started to follow the Lifestyles model, their business did so much better. And they tell me that the properties that they acquired after joining Lifestyles, they perform much better than the ones they bought before. So I want to talk through some of the areas that you can think about where you can think and act and invest more like a Lifestyles Unlimited investor. We're going to look at 10 items that you can think about for your business. Now, this is a live show, so if you've got questions for me on today's topic or anything else related to real estate, you can give us a call. The number is 877-711-5211. Again, that is 877-711-5211. Or if you're shy, give me a shout at my email. It's askandy@luinc.com. Again, that's askandy@luinc.com. Now, first of all, let's talk about the lifestyles philosophy. That's kind of our baseline, right? And that, simply put, is best product, best price. That drives a lot of what we do. That is the lifestyles philosophy. And what does that mean? You know, we're putting the best product on the market. We're not putting lipstick on a pig, and we'll talk about that a little more later. We are going in and fixing everything we need to fix to get our house or apartments rent ready. And this goes for both houses and multifamily, whether it's small or big. You know, whether you've got a 12-unit or a 600-unit, you want to put the best product out there. And you want to put the best price. Okay, we're not necessarily shooting to top the market, because that's going to limit a lot of our renter pool. Okay, so we're going to offer the best price on our product, and the result is that we get the best people. Okay, so keep that in mind throughout the course of the show. That is the philosophy at Lifestyles. We want to put the best product on the market for the best price so that we can attract the best people and stay in this business long term. So what does that hobby or that accidental landlord do differently than we do? Well, for one thing, I hear this all the time. I go to a number of networking groups around the, I'm in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, if you're listening for the first time. And I go to a number of networking groups, and I hear it all the time. When guys or ladies are looking for a new property, what do to figure out the value of that house? They go out to Zillow to get their sold comps. We don't do that at Lifestyles, first of all. We either work with the realtors that go out and figure out that value for us, or we use a product that Lifestyles offers called Quest. And basically, Quest taps into the local MLS, which is the local marketing system used by real estate agents, so we can see the true sold comps. Here's the problem with Zillow. You know, I went out to Zillow actually just yesterday in preparing for the show, and I looked at some of the sold comps in the neighborhood where we just wrapped up a property recently. And if you look at their quote-unquote sold comps, most of these things that I'm seeing are from 2017. That's 2 years ago or more. That's useless to me at this point. And a lot of their quote-unquote sold comps are actually, they're showing you the list price. So I am a real estate agent. I do have my license. So I double-checked a couple of the properties, and everyone I checked, what they're showing me is simply the list price. The houses don't close at that list price. They may close higher. They may close lower. There may be seller concessions involved that are going to affect that value as well. So be real careful. If you're out there using Zillow, I would, if nothing else, at a minimum, find a local realtor that can help you with those comps. You'll get a better number to work with later, and we'll talk about that as well. And that Z estimate that you see on there, be very, very careful. It's in my words, it's basically junk. I don't know their algorithm, but I can tell you every time I compare what has come in on my appraisal when I either do my hard money purchase or my hard money appraisal for purchase or my back-end appraisal when I refi, vastly different. Vastly different. Among other things, Zillow does not take into account, does that house or do those comps back up to a railroad track or to commercial or a busy street? They're just looking at the square footage. Does it have a pool or not? I don't see that going into that Z estimate. So again, if you're using their quote unquote sold comps, be careful. If you're using their Z estimate, be careful. Now, what I do like to look at is their rental listings. There are a lot of landlords out there that don't work with a realtor, and they'll go out and list their property themselves. And Zillow is a great platform for that. We had a caller a week or two ago that was asking, what's the best place to go to market my property? And I'll tell you, the best place to go is to put it on MLS. You're going to get a lot of visibility. But if you're not working with a realtor, if you want to save a couple bucks in listing fees, Zillow Rental Manager is a good place to go. So I do like to check that just to see outside of the MLS what else is on the market, just to get an idea of what other listings are in my area. So again, that hobby landlord, that accidental landlord, they're going to be using Zillow instead of comps from a system like Quest, which again is a product that Lifestyles Unlimited offers to its members. I used Quest for years to run my business until I got my realtor license. Now I just tap into the MLS, but Quest is great. What else do those hobby landlords do that we don't? Well, for one thing, they pay cash. I've talked to a lot of guys that when they go out and buy a house, they are paying cash, full cash on a property. We don't do that. We use other people's money. You know, I mentioned just a second ago, hard money appraisal. Well, we buy our properties with hard money, typically because we're buying houses that need some work, can't buy with a conventional loan. But even if we can buy with a conventional loan, if that house just needs a little bit of touching up to get it rent ready, we'll go in with a conventional loan. And here's why. You're going to get better returns. Okay, I did a show probably a month or so ago where I looked at a deal that a buddy of mine was doing. He paid all cash. And you can find, by the way, you can find the shows on our archives if you go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the radio button, and this one's out there somewhere. But this guy, he paid all cash, and it was a high-end deal. But when I get to the bottom line, by paying cash, his cash-on-cash return was a measly 6%. Now, if I had bought that same house and financed it, I'd be somewhere around 24%. And another number that I like to look at is the return on equity gain. In other words, when I buy a house at a discount, I'm capturing some amount of equity. How does that compare to my cash in the deal? Now, he had a decent spread on this house. His return on equity on the gain was 18%. Now, if we had bought the Lifestyles model, which is, you know, using leverage, other people's money, we come in at 88%. So that's four times what this guy's getting paying cash. So I see that a lot. Guys go in and pay cash, and it's very limiting. You know, if you have a certain pool of cash and you put it into one or two houses, well, now you got to wait for that rent to come in. We take that same pool of cash, we put it into 10 houses or more. Okay, so again, the key there is you're going to get a lot better returns if you use leverage. And I will tell you, if you are using leverage, I recommend that you stay away from the big banks, right? The banks, Bank of America, the Wells Fargo. You may have had an account with those guys for a long, long time, but they're typically not investor friendly. You know, if you are a Lifestyles member already, get out on the vendor hub and see what we have to offer there in terms of both hard money lenders and conventional lenders. I've been using those guys for years, and we get great rates. Now, I talked on a show last week about the drop, the Fed rate cut. And I'm going to go into the rate. I just locked my rate last week. I want to tell you what I got. It is phenomenal. Hey, look, if you're currently a landlord and you're not sure if you're running your business as well as you could be and should be, come on out to the next free workshop and hear what we have to offer at Lifestyles Unlimited. And you can find out about those workshops if you go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click on the free workshop button, or give us a call at 866-945-6565. Again, that's 866-945-6565 to register for the free workshop.
Talk 13-7, the right choice.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb, and today we're providing a more effective roadmap to your financial freedom as well as to running your business by talking about some of the things that we do differently at Lifestyles Unlimited, both as single family and multifamily investors. We, you know, there are a lot of different investor types out there. We talked about there's a slumlord type, there's that accidental landlord, they're the hobby investors. You know, you're kind of mom and pop guys, and then there's the Lifestyles guys, and we run our businesses well. And I'm talking to you a little bit about how we, you know, what it is we do differently. And, you know, just ahead of the break, I was talking about the fact that we don't buy cash for one thing. We put leverage onto the properties. It helps us get better returns and make our money go farther. And, you know, on the show last week, we looked at the Fed rate cut, and that led to a little bit lower mortgage rates, although those had been baked in. And I mentioned, you know, I was on track to get my latest refi done somewhere in the low fours. Get this, and this is pure luck. I just throw this out there for bragging rights. But if you're in place, if you're ready to move, you can jump on this stuff. When China devalued their yuan, everyone panicked, started selling their stocks, started buying bonds. That drives up the price of the bonds. That pushes down the yield, i.e., the interest rate. I happened to lock at that very moment on that very day. I was on the phone with my mortgage broker, a Lifestyles vendor that I've been using for years. 3.875% is my rate for a 30-year term. I have not seen anything like that for years. Again, luck of the draw. I just throw that out there because you can get these deals too, right? But you need to be in it. You need to be active. You need to be talking to a lot of people. And I recommend you look at the Lifestyles vendors. If you're already a member, those guys are working some magic. I mean, again, luck of the draw in this case, thanks to our good friends in China devaluing their currency. But I am thrilled to death. And that is my last Fannie Mae loan. You know, if you're not aware, you can do up to 10 loans in your name. The strategy that my wife and I have been following, and we learned this from someone at Lifestyles, from John, the vendor program manager here in Dallas. When we were just starting out, we were at one of the early seminars and we're just chatting with John, and he said, hey, you know, if you do your loans in different names, separate names, you and your wife, we were both working at the time, you can each do the maximum. So I can do 10, she can do 10. So if you are married and you're getting started, take a look at your debt to income, take a look at your situation. If you can do your loans in separate names, you can continue to get and tap into that very, very cheap Fannie Mae money. Now I'm at the end of my road there, so I'll have to look at something different now. But again, my wife and I, we've just been buying in separate names over the years. Now, something else that our hobby landlords, our accidental landlords don't do that we do at Lifestyles Unlimited, we do the math, okay? We know what we want to see on the back end on our returns. We have a minimum threshold to invest. You know, I want to see a certain cash-on-cash return. I want to see a certain equity gain. My cash buyer isn't getting either of those, I'll tell you that. So we lay that. We think about those criteria ahead of time, and we lay that out. I recommend writing them down, getting to know them very well, so that when you're in a conversation with somebody, you can tell them exactly what it is that you want. And they know, we know, what is our buying criteria? What age of house do I want? Am I an 80s only and newer guy, or do I want to go back to the 50s? I like those 50s houses. What size of house? What configuration? 3-bed, 2-bath? 2-bed, 1-bath? You know, what are you looking for? You need to have all this stuff down pat. Okay, so that when you're in conversation with your new realtor, whoever it is you're talking to, a wholesaler, you can tell them exactly what you want. All right. You know, and we also do the math in that going into a deal, we're going to know what our expected value is on the back end. And this ties back to the first item, which is you're not using those Zillow quote-unquote comps, right? We're going to talk with our realtor. We're going to see what they can help us out with. We're going to run our comps using a tool like Quest if you've got access to that. And we're going to know pretty much down to the penny what our expected value on the back end is. We're going to know what our cash out of pocket going into the deal is. Okay, we're going to know our cash flow on the back end once we get that rented, our cash on cash return, and so on. Again, I see this all the time. The mom and pop guys, they just kind of jump in. They see what looks like a deal. Hey, it looks good. You know, that house down the road, it's a FSBO, for sale by owner. I think I'm going to go make an offer on it, but they don't really run the numbers, and then they wind up either upside down or the cash flow isn't there. The value isn't there, and then they're stuck, okay? So at Lifestyles Unlimited, we do the math. That's what it comes down to, is the math, okay? I've had an investor on the show we talked to. He doesn't even go to look at the houses anymore. He looks at the numbers. If the numbers make sense, it's a simple equation for him. He pulls the trigger, and he's doing great. Hey, if you're just getting started, please remember, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You need to come check us out. Come check out Lifestyles Unlimited. And, you know, we'll make sure that you put your best foot forward, like we're talking about on the show today. We'll make sure you put your best foot forward from the start, okay? So if you have any questions, you can email me at askandy@luinc.com. That's askandy@luinc.com. I check that email throughout the show, so I may answer your question on the air if you get that to me now. Or give us a call at 877-711-5211. Again, that's 877-711-5211. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will continue in just a moment, and we're going to talk about renovations, we're going to talk about staying informed, and we're also going to talk about screening tenants, which is a very, very important step in your business when we continue.
Austin's Talk, 1370.
You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb, and I'm happy to be with you today. And today we're talking about a few of the things that we do differently at Lifestyles Unlimited than, say, the slumlord, the hobby landlord, or maybe that accidental landlord. And I told you at the start of the show, we have a lot of former accidental landlords, if that sounds right, that join Lifestyles Unlimited. And always, you know, in conversation with them, I always hear that their businesses are doing so much better once they've started to follow the Lifestyles model. And, you know, one of those things that we do differently is when it comes to renovation. Now, we typically try to find a house that does need some work that allows us to buy at a discount, right? That's how we create that equity on the back end, that equity capture that we talk about. But when we go in and do those renovations, I'll tell you one thing we're not doing. We're not simply putting lipstick on a pig. You know, I hear that term all the time, and I've been in houses where clearly that's what the prior landlord that's now selling the property did, and it just doesn't work well. tenants are smart. They know. They can tell. So we go in and we fix everything. Remember, the philosophy at Lifestyles Unlimited is best product, best price, and you're going to get the best people. So we do go in and we fix everything that we can. We want to do preventative maintenance. Essentially, we want to address all that stuff up front so that we have an easygoing time in that next few years of holding the property. Now, we use other people's time here as well. We're not out there swinging the hammer, you know, tearing down the sheetrock. I have done it. It is fun. I do like the demo phase, but we hire out the work, right? It allows us to do our highest and best, which is finding more properties, not out there turning a screwdriver, swinging a hammer. So we're going to use other people's time. We're going to hire out the work. And I'll tell you, the Lifestyles Vendor Hub for that purpose is great. And whether you're in Dallas, where I'm sitting, or in Houston or San Antonio, anywhere in Texas, you've got access to that as a Lifestyles member. And we've got vendors all over the state. And in fact, I was looking on the Vendor Hub just last night. My family on the Gulf Coast of Florida, and you know, we've been talking about investing over there as well. And guess what? We've got vendors on the Vendor Hub in Florida, in Tampa, in Orlando. So if you're investing outside of the state, you've got access to them as well. So we're going to use those guys to get everything up and running for us. And again, not putting lipstick on a pig. We're really going to go in and fix this stuff. It makes your life a lot easier down the road, trust me. And, you know, I'll tell you one other thing you want to do. I see this a lot in other networking groups that I'll go to from time to time just to kind of see how things are looking out there in the market. And a question comes up a lot. Hey, I just bought a house. I need to find XYZ contractor. That blows my mind. You just bought the house. You've known you were under contract. Why don't you have these guys ready to go? So if you're following the Lifestyles model, you've got your team built already and your contractors are ready to go. As soon as you close, you can send them in. Okay, so don't waste time. Another thing that our hobby landlords do or don't do that we do at Lifestyles Unlimited is we stay informed, right? I just mentioned, talked to you a little bit last week about some of the events in the press. You know, it's good to be informed. It's good to see where the market is going so that you can track, so that you can pivot as needed. Most DIY type landlords, they're going to get their news from the local pulp news, you know, your evening news, local stuff. It's junk. It's entertainment. That's all it is. Now, listening to this program is a good place to start. We get into some tactical stuff that you can do for your business so that can be helpful. And we talk about the news. Pick up some trade magazines. That's a good place to go. A lot of Lifestyles investors get involved in local trade organizations. For example, here in Dallas, we've got the Apartment Association of Greater Dallas or the Apartment Association of Tarrant County. On the other side of the airport there, and a lot of members are part of those groups. We're part of that group. Now, I'm a single-family investor, but they also have an independent rental owner subset of the Apartment Association of Greater Dallas, and we are members, and we go to the lunches, and we stay informed. There's a lot of education there that we attend outside of what we get at Lifestyles. So that's what we do at Lifestyles. We stay informed, and we stay educated. You know, there's a lot of continuing education programs out there. For example, the Independent Rental Owner Professional Certification that you can get. That shows people, that shows banks, when you need to go get financing, that you are a professional, that you're not just a hobby landlord. Certified Apartment Manager. A lot of our apartment investors are going to get that designation. So these are all things that you can do to improve yourself and improve your business. You need to continually be learning. One other thing that you also need to stay informed of, and this one blows my mind. I hear this question a lot. People go into a new city. They haven't invested there before. They buy, they start doing their renovations, and then they run into a red tag from the city. Look, a lot of cities out there, they have certain rental requirements, certain things you need to do to make your house rent ready. And a lot of folks seem to be uninformed about that. And I'll tell you, within our investor group at Lifestyles, we talk about these things. We're informed. We've got members in every city. If I need to know something, I can go and track down that member that can help me out, whether it's Haltom City near Fort Worth or Mesquite over near Dallas. You know, any of these little smaller cities, they're going to know, and they're going to help me stay informed. Now, I want to tell you, one of the most important things that you need to do as a landlord is screen your tenants. Okay, now we've talked about acquiring the property, not buying with cash. We've talked about renovations. We're not doing lipstick on a pig. Once we get that house stabilized, we need to move some folks in, right? We need to find those renters or that apartment complex. And one of the very most important things that you can do as a landlord is screen your tenants. Oh, I hear the music coming up. I think I've talked a little long. Hey, we're going to continue here in just a second, and I'm going to tell you what we do for screening tenants. And I want to tell you a story about a lady I met once that doesn't do this at all, and it blew my mind. Her reasoning for not screening. When we continue with the Lifestyles Unlimited.
Austin's Talk 1370.
We are back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb, and today we've been talking about ways that we run our business as Lifestyles Unlimited Investors, ways that you could run your business to maybe run it a little better. And a lot of this stems from things I've seen out there just talking to other landlords in my area. I'm in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, and hearing how they run their business. These are not Lifestyles members, and some of the questions I get blow my mind sometimes. And, you know, we've talked about five of my 10 items. We're moving on to number six, and this one's highly, highly important. This is screening tenants, and this is where you need to spend a lot of time. Don't get in a rush to fill your property. You need to be very thorough. And let me tell you, I remember years ago, second house that we were working on, we did the lease up ourselves, and a lady came through to look at the house, and she was looking on behalf of relatives of hers, and she mentioned during the conversation that she owned some rental properties herself, and we talked about the application process, and I told her, yeah, the application fee, I forget what it was at the time, $40, something like that, and she's like, do you actually run the background and credit check? I was like, yeah, of course. Of course we do. This lady, she said, well, not me. I just put that in my pocket. So she's treating this highly important part of the process as a profit center, and I got to ask you, is it worth $40? Is it worth $50 to put a potentially bad person into your property? Look, if you do your due diligence thoroughly on the front end, you're going to have smooth sailing. We see it. We have great residents in our properties. We have great tenants in our properties, and it's due to this part of the process. And here's what you need to do. First of all, you need to have a written screening criteria. And the screening criteria that we use, we took years ago off the Lifestyles Unlimited internet portal. They've got a number of documents out there, whether you're single family or multifamily, and I lean on this thing very heavily, this portal. And we took our screening criteria off of that site years ago. We've adjusted, fine-tuning it as we have moved along, but it's a great starting point. And you want to use a screening criteria so that applicants, number one, understand the process, and number two, so they understand that when they pay you that $50 or $60 application fee, whatever it is, that it is at risk. And if they go through the process and it turns out, oh, you do have an eviction, you're not getting that money back. Have them sign and date that screening criteria before you ever start that part of the process. Okay, and that, again, that just prevents them from coming back to you for those app fees. And as well, I find that it prevents decision fatigue. And that's a real thing. If you're making a lot of decisions day in, day out, whether it's with your day job or your rental properties or just your kids, it becomes difficult. And having that screening criteria laid out for you already, it limits that decision fatigue. You've got a very clear process in front of you to follow. And that goes with buying properties, too. I mentioned earlier in the show, know your numbers, know what you're looking for in terms of return, know what you're looking for in terms of age of house, configuration, and so on, so that you don't have to think about it. It should be an up and down yes or no in most cases. So now number seven, the three-day notice. And this one is one of those that blows my mind when I'm talking to non-Lifestyles members out there. If your tenant is late, go ahead and start the eviction process immediately by delivering that three-day notice, whether you hand-deliver it, put it inside their door, get it going by certified mail, get the process started. I get this question a lot. I see this question in some of these groups, and someone's like, well, you know, they haven't paid me in 3 weeks now. What do I do now? Well, number one, you should be informed of the process here in Texas or whatever state you're in, and you need to get it started immediately. You don't have to necessarily go all the way to the eviction court. Maybe they make their payment. That's up to you to decide how you handle that. But get it started immediately. Now, I'll tell you, some landlords do view late fees as a profit center. They're comfortable collecting those late fees, letting that tenant go a little bit long. Now, I will tell you that Texas did just come out with some revised rules, laws, around late fees. So you need to inform yourself there. I'm not going to go into those right now. But be sure that you are operating within that framework so the tenant can't come back and sue you, okay? But again, some landlords do view the late fees as a profit center. And I say if you're doing that, you're playing with fire. Now, it's great when your tenant happens to be late and you collect that. Maybe it's a little bit of extra spending money. But don't bank on it, because if you do that over and over again, what are you doing? You're setting a precedence. Every month, you let them go out to day 20. Every month, you let them go out to day 20. Next time you go to the JP court to evict them and they lay that out for the judge may very well turn around and say, well, guess what? You've set this precedence. They're okay because they paid you by day 20, so we're going to let them stay put. So, hey, if you're too busy to ask a question on today's topic, be sure to email me at askandy@luinc.com. That's askandy@luinc.com, or you can give us a call at 877-711-5211. This is a live show. Again, that's 877-711-5211. And when the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues in just a moment, we're going to talk about our last three items. Maintenance, I want to remind you to be sure to protest your property taxes. And then I've got that 10th item, which is very important. We'll dive into that. You won't want to miss that when we continue with the show.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
We are back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb, and today we've been working on your financial freedom by talking about some of the ways that we do things a little bit differently at Lifestyles Unlimited, the way we do things a little bit better. We all run our rental portfolios as a business, not as a hobby. And we've just been looking at a few things that you can look at and think about in your business as well. And I want to hit the last three in our final segment here. And number eight, a lot of the, and this goes for the slumlords in particular, a lot of investors out there don't do maintenance, don't do regular maintenance, don't do regular inspections of their properties. And I think that's a very, very bad practice. Stuff can, you get a leak, especially on a pier and beam home. If you don't catch that thing quickly, you're going to have a lot of problems. I bought a house a few years ago from an out-of-state investor that gave explicit instructions. I was talking to the tenants that were occupying the house before we bought it. The landlord gave explicit instructions to their property manager to only take on a certain type of maintenance. The bulk of it, they said, just don't do it. We're only going to be holding it for a short period of time. They just said, we're not going to be paying for any of this, these maintenance items. So, when we picked up the house, it needed some work as a result, and I felt bad for these tenants. They knew this instruction. I guess the property manager had shared that with them. And that's very unfortunate. Again, at Lifestyles Unlimited, we follow the practice, the philosophy of best product, best price. So we're going to go in and we're going to do regular maintenance as it comes up. Now, I will tell you, it's minimal, because when we go in and first purchase the house, we address as much of that stuff as we can on the front end so that we don't have issues ongoing throughout the hold period. But if you do, take care of it, okay? And again, don't get out there and take care of it yourself. You want to use other people's time, and I'll direct you back to the vendor hub that we offer at Lifestyles Unlimited to find those guys that you need to re-stretch the carpet, to touch up the paint, whatever it is you need to do. Now, number nine, I've talked about this recently as well. Protest taxes. Protest the tax value of your house. A lot of the landlords that I've talked to out there didn't know you could do this. They're just not informed. And I don't know about states outside of Texas, but in Texas, that is a seasonal rite of passage here for me anyhow, is to go down to the county appraisal districts and argue the tax valuation that they've assigned for the year. Now, sometimes we'll hire that out. I've got a company that I use to do some of the houses. I do some of them myself. Don't ask me why that split is there, but we win every time. Every house that we argued this year, we won on. So we've saved a significant amount in property taxes. So when it comes due, when they send me out that bill in October, due at the latest by January 31 of the following year, my tax bill is going to be lower. But I talk to a lot of landlords that are just not informed. And because they're not informed, they don't even realize that they can do this. They can take this step to maximize their profit. And again, that's something, I'll be honest with you, I didn't realize I could do that either until I joined Lifestyles Unlimited. And they had a specific seminar. I remember one of the hard money guys actually taught the course and has for years on protesting your tax valuation. And as soon as I heard about that, I got to it, and it's been a real boon to us in terms of reducing that tax liability. And that brings me to number 10, using other people's knowledge. We've talked about using other people's money to get into these properties. We've talked about using other people's time to get them fixed up, to keep them maintained, and so on. And a very important concept as well is using other people's knowledge. Look, I said it earlier, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. If you're just getting started, It can seem pretty daunting. There are a lot of moving parts, and I'll tell you, over time, it becomes a very easy process to buy, fix, and rent out a house. It's very repeatable, which is what makes real estate such a great investment platform, honestly. It's very easy to learn once you get some help and get people that will show you the way. But don't go out there and reinvent the wheel, because you're going to be like these guys that don't know how to handle the 3-day notice. You're going to be like these guys that don't use a screening criteria when they're doing their tenant due diligence. You're going to wind up putting lipstick on a pig because you don't know better. So I want you to get out there, and I want you to get help. And with Lifestyles Unlimited, if we're the group that you want to come to, that's great. I'll tell you that it's a wonderful place. My wife and I joined, it's about a little over 7 years ago. And, you know, a lot of people ask me how I got started in the first place. It was listening to this very show, you know, listening to the radio show, and eventually figuring out, after months of listening and dawdling, really, we figured out, okay, well, let's get in and see, you know, go to one of the free workshops and see what's going on. And we did that. And I'll tell you, if you are in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we've got our next one coming up this week in 2 days already, on August 13th. That's Tuesday. That's in the evening at 6:30. If you're outside of Dallas-Fort Worth, go to the Lifestyles Unlimited hub, and you can see where we've got our next free workshops coming up. And I'll tell you, it is the first step on your path to financial freedom. And you can give us a call if it's easier for you at 866-945-6565. Again, that's 866-945-6565 to get started. And let me remind you can find us on the air every day of the week, and you can enjoy our podcast anytime if you go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Just click on the radio tab. Hey, this is Andy Webb, and I thank you for listening, and I look forward to talking with you again soon on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And remember, it's not the money, it's all about the lifestyle. Have a good rest of your day.
For listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, investing, or tax advice. Results may vary. Always consult a professional before making any financial decisions. If you'd like to find out more about the mentoring available at Lifestyles Unlimited, please visit them online at lifestylesunlimited.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.